The brutal fighting among militias in the Democratic Republic of Congo is occurring around some of the country's richest mineral reserves. Various rebel groups control areas rich in gold, diamonds, and a metallic ore called coltan, which is used in the production of electronics. Congo's neighbors have been accused of fueling the country's war so they can plunder its natural resources. But the war has also brought many mines to a standstill. NPR's Jason Bobian found a group of miners taking refuge at a United Nations camp in Bunia.
The camp erected in the backyard of the UN's office in Bunia is covered by a patchwork of plastic tarps. Families, mostly women and children, have carved out small plots for themselves in the dirt around sleeping pads and bundles of clothes. In the middle of the hundreds of families at this camp, a group of single men sit around a charcoal stove. Jean-Bert Gomas-Kati, speaking in Kiswahili, says he and his companions are gold miners.
They came here to have their wages in Bunia. As they were here, the war started and then they didn't have any possibility to go back home.
Kati and his colleagues worked in the Mwangalo gold mine about 50 miles outside Bunia. The conflict between rival ethnic militias in Bunia has left hundreds dead, tens of thousands displaced, and brought most businesses in the area, including the mines, to a halt. Kati says in the 27 years he's worked at the Mwangalo mine, this is the first time it's been shut down. There's so much gold at Mwangalo, he says, they barely have to dig to extract it.
Gold is visible. It is visible from the surface of the ground. So it is everywhere, in the stones, in the rivers. So gold is found everywhere at Mwangalo.
But the abundance of minerals at Mwangalo, as well as in the rest of the Congo, has been as much a curse as a blessing. The United Nations accuses Congo's neighbors of fueling fighting in the vast country so they can grab the Congo's natural resources. Over the last 5 years, Uganda, Rwanda, Namibia, Angola, and Zimbabwe all had troops on the ground in the Congo, fighting for various rebel groups or supporting the government in Kinshasa. Jean-Charles Dupin, the UN's head of humanitarian affairs in eastern Congo, says in exchange for military support, the neighboring armies got access to gold, diamond, and coltan mines. Dupin says foreign troops quickly tapped Congo's mineral wealth and whisked the raw materials out of the country.
We have some troops there, and they control all the mining, and they have an airstrip close to the mining, so they put all the products in the plane, and the plane carry out Kigali or Kampala, and it's very easy.
All of Congo's neighbors withdrew from the country under a peace accord that went into effect in April, but they've left behind almost 20 heavily armed local militias. Fighting amongst several of these rebel groups in the northeast of the country has devastated the town of Bunia. Most of Bunia's residents have fled or are living in the UN-protected camps. Miner Polako Balari, at the camp behind the UN office, says life in the camp is hard, but he's afraid he'll be killed if he tries to go back to his home near the gold mine.
The difficulty in the camp is that he sleeps in a bad condition. He does not have something to eat. He is jobless. He does not have anything to do. Really, it is miserable.
And Bulari is just one of the hundreds of thousands of people in the eastern Congo who've been driven from their homes by militias, militias funded either directly or indirectly by the sale of the country's natural resources. Jason Bobian, NPR News.